time for volleyball. Fort Ricard Indians volleyball is on the air. Tonight's broadcast is a production of Fort Recovery Radio, brought to you by the local sponsors you'll hear during tonight's broadcast. We now send you courtside for tonight's volleyball action.
Here we are tonight. I don't know. It doesn't sound like I'm on. Can you guys hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay. Sure. Sounds good. Down here in Franklin Monroe in the big city of Pittsburgh, Ohio, down by Arcanum, we're playing the Franklin Monroe Lady Flyers here.
Jets.
I'm sorry. The Jets down here in Franklin Monroe here with Reese tonight. And Neil Spencer, Fort Recovery Radio. I'm Steve Stone. Getting ready for the volleyball matchup. The JV girls won pretty handily here. They won in two, and I missed the first one. What was the first game? It was about
10-ish points, 15-ish.
Yeah, 25-15, and the second game was 25-14. So JV girls did a great job, played really well, and came away with a big win tonight down here in Franklin Monroe. And now we're getting ready for the varsity game, and we'll send it. We got some commercials to go to here.
Yep.
We'll get to those, and we'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Stacy from Brick Street Tavern. Stop in and see us on Friday and Saturday nights for our great dinner specials. You can get all-you-can-eat roasted chicken dinner for only $6.95, or you can try our 12-ounce New York strip steak dinner for only $12.95, and you can add a little zest and try your steak blackened. Both dinner specials come with jumbo baked potato and our large salad bar. We invite you to stop in at Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery for our New York strip steak or all-you-can-eat eat chicken dinners on Friday and Saturday nights from 5 to 9 p.m.
All for fall. Bring the vibrant colors of fall into your home. Stop in Forget-Me-Not Florist today. Beautiful fall silk arrangements and home decor just arrived. Candles, canvas prints, pumpkins, and more. Hardy Mums arriving soon. And check out our new farmhouse collection. Charming country decor. Stop in Forget-Me-Not Florist, downtown Fort Recovery.
Fort Recovery Insurance Agency.
I need to talk to Tyler.
Which Tyler do you mean?
My brother Tyler. He was out looking for Ralph, our dog.
Why would your brother be here looking for Ralph, your dog?
I told Tyler that you had something for everyone, so he said he was going to look there.
Well, we do have something for everyone with insurance coverage for your home, auto, farm, or business from Ohio Mutual. Maybe you should ask your parents for help.
Can I speak to my mom?
We've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4181.
We're back on. We're back here at Franklin Monroe getting ready to watch the varsity play. Last game we broadcast was St. Henry. And the Indians played a lot like the Buckeyes played on Saturday. They just played a little uninspired and came away with a big loss.
Yeah.
Like the Buckeyes.
Yeah, that was actually the very first game I've ever seen this team play. And I was like, I came in saying, okay, it's going to be close, maybe.
Yep.
Maybe we can pull away with them. Maybe we'll take a loss. But, I mean, watching now is like, geez, once we come into New Bremen or Colwar, I mean, what's next?
Yeah, the girls got down right there at the end of that first game and seems like kind of took the wind out of their sails, and then they played a little bit soft, I guess you could say.
Yep. So we're going to come back after the National Anthem and get this on our way.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Are you looking to ease the daily grind in your livestock feeding operation? Artsway Specialized Agriculture Equipment is here to help. With either hammer mill or roller mill action, our portable grinder mixers are the feed industry's gold standard. Rugged, reliable, and easily configurable to your specific feeding needs, Artsway grinder mixers are available all the way up to 165 bushel tank size, the largest on the market. For superior ration without a lot of fuss, grind it Artsway.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a Health Mart pharmacy. Count on Kalp Pharmacy to play a key role in keeping you and your family healthy all year long. As flu season gets underway, make sure you're prepared. Kalb Pharmacy is now offering flu vaccines. No appointment is necessary. Kalb Pharmacy bills Medicare, Medicaid, most insurances, and provides a discount for cash pay. Stop by for your flu shot at Kalb Pharmacy in Fort Recovery in Arcanum, Ohio, or Bern in Union City, Indiana. Kalb Pharmacy, caring for you and about you.
Main Street Market will be opening early. Did you forget that last-minute lunch carry-in or needing to stop in quick before school? Don't worry anymore. Main Street Market will be open at 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Friday, starting September 5th. We will have breakfast sandwiches, wraps, and sausage gravy with biscuits. Hours will remain the same the entire year, and Saturday and Sunday will be open from 8 to 6. As always, thanks for shopping Main Street Market, your fast, friendly, and convenient grocery store in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Was this summer a little rough on your car? Maybe you just need some routine maintenance. Oil change, tires rotated, air conditioner charged. Call Hastings Auto at 375-4617 and let their skilled technicians take care of it. And if you're looking for a clean, low-mileage used vehicle, they're the best place in the area to look for a used car. Check out their inventory at hastingsauto.com. And if they don't have what you want, they'll find it for you. That's Hastings Auto Sales, 375-4617.
We're back. We're back here at Franklin Monroe High School. We're at the hangar here getting ready for this varsity matchup between the Lady Jets of Franklin Monroe and our Fort Recovery Indians. Lineup here for Fort Recovery. We've got Alexis Bupp. We've got Garkey, Rammel,
Martin, Judy, Stone, Kyle Wendell.
And then we've got the lineup for the Franklin Monroe Jets. We've got, they're introducing the non-starters right now. The starters for the Lady Jets is going to be Mackenzie Kreitzer, Bridget Filburn, Kennedy Morris, Karina Conley, Chloe Peters, and their libero is Isabella Cable. And they're going to be starting, just looks like one senior, and the rest of them are going to be sophomores and juniors. So we're getting our lineup set here, and we're going to get this thing underway shortly. Again, we're in Franklin Monroe High School in Pittsburgh, Ohio. Mr. Jeff Patrick is our superintendent. Tyler Rodas is our athletic director. And their coaches, their head coach is Angie Filburn, and their JV coach is Macy Markley. Girls are getting ready here. Started off with, an outstanding season so far. We've just got one loss, and that was to St. Henry. And 7-1 or 6-1?
6-1. One of the two, I get.
Yep. So only lost one so far, and that was to St. Henry.
Also, another big week coming up for us. I talked to my sister before this game a little bit, and they in class and stuff, and she talks how good South Adams is, and then we also have New Bremen this Thursday.
Got a huge week coming up here with sports. We've got at South Adams, and that's tomorrow, right?
Tomorrow, yep.
That is at South Adams, and WPGW is going to be simulcasting that with Fort Recovery Radio. And then in New Bremen, we've got New Bremen at home, volleyball Thursday. Get out there and support our Indians. And watch. This New Bremen team is outstanding. It's going to be a great matchup with the Indians. We got WPGW Radio Rob taking care of that one as well, simulcasting with Fort Recovery. And so, again, lots coming up here. And then on Friday, we've got a big football game with Coldwater Cavaliers coming over to Fort Recovery for a big game. Coldwater's got two losses already this year.
That's kind of shocking.
So we need to keep them on the ropes and get a win on Friday at the football field.
And
ball's up, and here we go.
Here we go.
Great set by
Judy. Good block by Cass right there.
Cass plays so well in the front row.
Franklin Remote finally returns it. Carly.
Yeah,
that's a kill.
They ain't digging that one. Stoney with the kill.
Paige Fortkamp comes in for Kelsey Judy. And Maddie Rammel will serve for the Lady Indians.
Ball's up. Picked up in the back. Coming up to the tip over to Maddie. Picks that up. Page gets it blocked.
Get Buppy. It over. There you go.
Buppy, tremendous hustle in the back row.
Good hustle by Kaya.
Kaya, Buppy. Free ball over, but we get it over. Easy point there.
Page 14.
Page, I'm sorry, page 14.
We'll take it. So
absolutely. That makes our score in the early goings here 2-0 Indians. Maddie gets a great serve over. It's going to be a free ball back over to the Indians. Kaya set. Grammel. Kind of a miscommunication there with
Cass
Martin.
Good hustle, Kaya.
Good hustle by Kaya. Page gets a attack over, picked up, tipped out by Frank Monroe. So point Indians, 3-0. Yep. Maddie's still back there serving. She's on a roll. She's got two. Yep. Ball's up. Serve receive in the back by Frank Monroe. Set. Attack picked up easily by Wendell. Stoney with a nice attack. Blocked by Martin and Stone. Val. I should keep calling her Val.
Paige.
Paige. Here comes Martin.
There you go, Cass.
Cass with a kill. Another point for the Indians. That's going to be 4-0 Indians.
Maddie Rammel still on the...
Maddie Rammel still serving. Ball's up. Serve received back. Set. Attack.
Netting on Paige Fortkamp.
Oh, Paige was in the net. That's going to give Frank Monroe 1 point. So that makes our score 4-1 Indians. We've got number 7, Bridget Filburn, serving for the Jets. Stoney picks it up in the back row. Here comes Paige. Nice block.
Oh, good read by Maddie Rammel there, but...
Yep, Maddie tried to push that ball into the back corner and just pushed it out of bounds, so that makes our score 4-2. Indians still leading. Ball's up. Stoney picks it up in the back row. Set. Martin with an attack and a kill. That girl can jump.
Oh, yeah.
Cass is tremendous in that front row.
Paige Yu will come in for Alexis Bupp, and Carly Stone will go back and serve for the Lady Indians.
Nice serve.
Yep.
Not a good set by the Jets, and made it really tough for number 10, which is Karina Conley, to get that ball over. She just couldn't get her hand on it, so it goes into the net. Point Indians. Carly still serving. Serves a short one.
Great spot.
Oh.
I don't know. Was that Rammel? I couldn't tell which.
No.
Paige Fortkamp?
Paige Fortkamp tried to get it up to the net and just got it into the net. So that was a point. Frank Monroe.
There you go.
There's Cass Martin again. Good kill.
Brooke Garkey comes in for Kyle Wendell, and Hannah Kanapke comes in for Cass White Shoes Martin. We get back to that a little bit, or what?
What's that?
White Shoes Martin?
White Shoes Martin. Well, there's more girls wearing white shoes this year than last. Last year, she was the only one that had white shoes. Kanapke serving.
Oh.
Cannot make. That's what killed us in St.
Henry. Yes. Yep.
Unforced. I think that's called unforced errors. Is that called unforced? Your sister's a coach. Unforced errors. We made so many errors against St. Henry, and you just can't do that against a good team.
Come on, Paige. No.
Yep. Good attack and good kill by Paige Judy over here on our side.
Kelsey Jew will come in for Paige Fortkamp. I'm surprised how hard Paige Fortkamp really hits that ball.
She's going to be a superstar. She's just a freshman.
I'm kind of surprised how she played during the St. Henry game, not having much experience and coming in a big spot.
Yeah, she did.
I thought it kind of lit a spark at one point with how she came in did okay, but.
We've got Kelsey Judy serving, and she served that, and we They hit it back. We blocked it for a point. That makes our score. Ooh. Nice short serve picked up by them. Set. Here comes Paige. Ooh. Pushes that way out of bounds. Why don't they just hit that? I hate it when they push that one way or another.
I talked to my sister about it. She wants it to get closer. She's way too far out, that 10-foot line. She wants it to be closer in. There's, I guess, there's a little gap hole right there, I guess. I don't know.
Served by Frank Monroe. Picked up by Carly. Spike or kill by Paige. Back over.
Good.
Oh, nice.
Good look. Yep. Good read by Maddie Rammel there.
Maddie Rammel, yep. Outstanding play by Maddie. That makes our score 10-5.
Alexis Buff does come in for Paige Judy and will serve for the Lady Indians.
Let's go, Buppy. Nice serve.
Yep. Good job, Carly. Way to read it.
Nice attack and kill by Carly right there. Hawking in that front row right by the net.
Didn't have a chance.
Buppy's going to serve another one. Makes our score 11-5. Alexis, another nice serve. Oh, just out on the back line. Makes our score 11-6, Indians. Number 9 serving for the Jets.
Cassie Spatz.
Cassie Spatz. Little confusion there on the Fort Recovery side. Ball drops, and that's going to be a point for the Jets, and that makes our score 11-7. Indians kind of playing just kind of, eh.
Yeah.
It's not really.
Yeah.
It's, here comes Stoney with a kill from the left side.
Cass Martin does come in for Hannah Konepke, and Kai Wendell comes in for Brooke Garkey.
Kai is serving. Indians leading 12-7 here in the first set. Ball's across. Nice attack by the Lady Jets and a point for them. So that makes our score 12-8. Jets serving the ball. Number 5. Buffy picks it up in the back row. Free ball over. Not sure what's going on.
I don't know. I don't know what that was going to.
Buffy with a nice dig in the back.
Come on,
Stoney.
Carly. Good ball.
Nice there, dig by the Jets. Another good attack by Martin.
Golly. They're just finding that hole over Kelsey Jew's head. It's just dropping right in front of Kai, and Kai can't get to it. I don't know if that's really Kelsey Jew's ball, or is Kai playing too far back. That's, what, two or three times so far? That's
Jets making a little run here. Cut our lead 12-9. Number 5 still serving, and that's Mackenzie Kreitzer.
Good ball. Good read by Kels.
Nice job, Kelsey Judy. Point, Indians.
Paige Forkamp does come in for Kelsey Judy, and Mayor M will go back and serve for Lady Indians for a second time.
Fantastic serve. Out. Oh, they called it a
touch. Oh, they called a touch on us. I don't know where that.
Yeah, I didn't see that.
I don't think any of these guys were.
That makes our score 13-10. Indians still leading.
We got to get on around here soon.
Yeah,
or
we
it's
sure
going to
be. Bridget Filburn back for the Jets serving. Picked up by Carly in the back. Cass Martin. Attack. Carly pushes it over. God. Nice attack by the Jets. Plus, number 10, Karina Conley with a kill. Indians are going to take a timeout with our score 13-11.
Nothing like coming in from a long day outside, plopping down in your favorite spot, sipping an ice-cold beverage, and letting the chill of the air conditioning make your summer day complete. Or you could have your legs sticking to a vinyl-covered chair placed 6 inches from a fan blowing full speed at your beet-red face as you wish you would have called Reasoner Energy for that Train air conditioner. Summer's heat comes fast and hot. Call Reasoner Energy 419-678-4858 and don't sweat it.
Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery is now a full-line MacDon dealer. That means Hall Brothers can sell MacDon Draper heads to fit all brands of combines. Case IH, John Deere, and Gleaner combine owners can harvest with the best of the best drapers. MacDon Drapers will fit John Deere 50, 60, 70, and S-Series combines. Also, Gleaner R and S-Series combines. MacDon Draper heads come in four sizes from 30 to 45 feet wide. See Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio today, your local MacDon dealer.
We're back. Stoney with a kill. That makes our score 14-11.
Paige Huica has come in for Alexis Bupp, and Carly Stone will go back and serve for the Indians.
Let's go, Carly. We need to get on a run here.
Yes, we do.
And that's not the way you do it. Serving it out of bounds. Another unforced error. Point to the Jets. That makes our score 14-12. And the Jets keep hanging in there. Attack.
Oh. Wow.
Martin with the attack. Martin with the kill. Point Indians, 15-12.
And it looks like Hank and Ackby came in for Cass Martin. And Brooke Garkey came in for Kai Wendell. Hannah Canapi will go back and serve for the Indians. Formation error, I guess.
Too many girls on the line of scrimmage, or what? What's that called?
If we had Diane here, she could probably explain
Diane,
it to us.
Diane was supposed to be here. Diana Ram was supposed to be here, and she's not. If she's listening, she's in trouble right now. That ball was hit by the Jets, and that's out, so that's going to be a point for the Indians. Hannah doing a nice job back there. Hannah Canapke serving. Makes our score 17-12. Indians sneaking out a little bit here to a five-point lead. Great serve by Hannah. Free ball over by the Jets.
Come on, let's use
it. Carly picks it up. Set. Here comes. Ooh. Oh, boy. That was actually really a nice play by Paige. She didn't get the best set in the world, but she tipped it right down the net, and it fell over perfect for the Indians for a point.
Good ball. Oh,
man, great short serve by Canapke. I thought for sure that was hit the net.
Yeah.
And just ducked over. And then Franklin Monroe is going to take a timeout. It's 19-12.
Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good luck, Indians.
We're back here at Franklin Monroe watching the Lady Indians here. Play the Franklin Monroe Jets, and we're leading right now 19-12. The Jets just took a timeout. Fort Recovery's been on a little bit of a run here with Hannah serving, Canapke. Indians starting to pick up the pace. They're playing a little flat here at the beginning, but they're starting to wake up, I think, a little bit. Hannah has got the ball up. Nice serve.
Wow.
Picked up by the Jets. Set.
Wow.
Attack and a kill by Fort Camp. How tall is she? She didn't look very tall, but she's...
You stay on there.
Oh,
Paige
Fort
Camp. 5'9".
They're listed at 5'9". She plays that front row better than 5'9".
Yeah, for sure. Good serve by Hannah.
Nice ace. Ace by Hannah Canapke.
Hannah's lighting a spark here.
She sure is. She is doing well. stretches our lead out to 21-12. Ball's up. Picked up, set. Attack picked up easily by Page. Stoney from the back row and hits it way out. Makes her score 21-13.
A little bit of miscommunication between Hannah. I think both of them hit it.
Yeah, Hannah and Carly weren't talking there. Frank Monroe serves. Nice
good serve. Come on, Paige, hit it. There you go.
Paige gets an attack and a kill there.
It's kind of weird how sometimes there's times, I mean, and this is all with all everyone, but it seems like during the St. Henry game, Paige would hit one good ball, and then she'd have a few not as hard as you'd like.
Yep, for sure. Wow, nice serve by Fort Camp. Indians on the attack.
There
Brooke.
You go. No chance.
Brooke Garkey, attack and a kill there by Garkey. That makes her score 23-13.
Paige has one of those little NCAA.
We'll take another. Frank Monroe's going to take another timeout.
Stay on and talk about.
And we are not going to take a commercial break. We've got so much stuff coming up this week. It's Monday now, obviously. Tomorrow, the Indians are going to be at South Adams, and PGW Radio, Rob WPGW, is going to be carrying that game, simulcasting with Fort Recovery. I think that's going to be a good game. South Adams always has a pretty solid team.
My sister has talked about how they're pretty good, and it's not going to be no easy task on over there, especially at their place.
I'm sure not at their place. Then got a heck of a hard MAC matchup on Thursday, home with New Bremen. And
I think they're ranked number one in our. I think we're ranked six, and they're ranked one. So it's,
oh, really?
Yeah. Always
because of one player.
Paige Jones, yep.
So, yep, keep it tuned in to Fort Recovery Radio. We've got all your Fort Recovery sports.
She got that ball a little bit too far in front of her.
Yep, service error. Indians hit the ball out. That makes our score 23-14. Indians leading.
Kelsey Judy does come in for Paige Fortcamp.
First set here at Franklin Monroe. Franklin Monroe serving. Picked up by Carly in the back. Madison on the attack. Picked up by Franklin Monroe. Stoney with a dig in the back row. Sets on, Paige. Paige. Nice attack by Paige, but great dig there by Franklin Rowe to get it back over. Here we go again. Brooke. Brooke with a nice nice kill. That makes our score 24-14.
Alexis Bupp comes back in for Paige Judy. Doesn't seem like they're doing a whole bunch of sudden.
No,
I feel like we're...
They haven't done hardly any.
Alexis does go back and will serve for the Lady Indians.
Oh, Buffy. She usually doesn't serve that ball in that. That's unusual, but another point for the Jets. That makes our score 24-15 first set here in Franklin Monroe.
Let's end it here.
Yep. Nice.
Caught that.
Nice. Attack by the Indians, and that makes our score 25-15. We'll switch sides here, take a commercial break, and we'll be right back.
Hello, this is Stacy from Brick Street Tavern. Stop in and check out our new evening specials. On Monday evening, you can get a sub basket for only $7. Choose from one of our seven different subs, plus your choice of two of our many sides. On Tuesday, it's our wing night featuring 50-cent wings and boneless wings and 75-cent drafts. On Wednesday evenings, you can get $3 off any large pizza, any toppings. Thursdays, you can get our hand-cut grilled or breaded tenderloin basket with your choice of two sides for only $5.50. And with all of our specials, you can eat here or take it home. Stop in any night and check out our new evening specials at Brick Street Tavern.
All for fall. Bring the vibrant colors of fall into your home. Stop in Forget-Me-Not Florist today. Beautiful fall silk arrangements and home decor just arrived. Candles, canvas prints, pumpkins, and more. Hardy Mums arriving soon. And check out our new farmhouse collection, Charming Country Decor. Stop in Forget-Me-Not Florist, downtown Fort Recovery.
Fort Recovery Insurance Agency.
Can you hear me?
Why are you whispering?
I don't want anyone to know I called.
Well, why did you call?
To make sure you still have something for everyone.
Well, we do have something for everyone with insurance plans from Ohio Mutual for your home, auto, farm, or business, and more.
Why are you whispering, mister?
We've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4181.
We're back here at Franklin Monroe High School in Pittsburgh, Ohio, watching the Lady Indians take on the Franklin Monroe Lady Jets. And the Indians in the JV matchup came away with a couple of quick wins there. They won the first one, I think, about 14-25 or 13-25. And the next one was 14-25. So JVs did well. The Indians came in here with their first set and came away with, 25-15 win.
Yep.
And we're setting up here for the next set. Don't forget what we've got going on this week. We've got South Adams on Tuesday. We've got New Bremen at home on Thursday. And then Friday, Coldwater home. Yep. Here we go. Oh, Kaya.
I'm just saying, but we cannot have these mistakes there versus good New Bremen team, or we're not going to stand a chance.
No. Not in the MAC. You cannot do that. First point goes to Frank Monroe. Ball's up. Nice block by Maddie and Cass Martin.
Come on, Paige. Good tip.
Paige.
Yep, it's in.
Now, that's not a tip, according to Diana. That's not a tip. It's a kill.
Kill?
Yeah, that's a kill.
So that's a real light.
Yep, I don't know. We argued about it a lot on the air last time. There's an ace by the Indians.
Maddie Rammel
with an ace. Makes our score 2-1 here at the very beginning of the second set. Maddie serving, balls up. Great serve.
Yep.
Picked up by the Jets. Set by Rammel. Great.
Good block by number 10.
Great block by
Karina Conley.
She's just a sophomore here at Frank Monroe.
Yep.
Makes our score 2-2. Nice set. Martin with the attack, picked up by, nice block by Martin. Slop gets back over by Franklin Monroe, but then we kind of have some miscommunication. Hits ball into net. Franklin Monroe's leading 3-2. Indians aren't playing.
They're just not. It doesn't show there's no fire behind them.
They're not playing smoothly. They're kind of. Attack by Paige, picked up. Tip by Frank Monroe, picked up. Paige.
Golly. I'm not sure how that ball got over, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I don't either, but it
did.
Caught a lift on Franklin Monroe. Makes our score 3-3.
Alexis Bupp comes in for Paige Judy.
Coach Collig doing a little bit of directing there on the floor. Buppy serves. Free ball back over by Frank Monroe. Set by Rammel. Here comes Stoney.
Oh, baby.
That's a no-doubter. Kill by Carly Stone. Buppy still back there serving. That makes our score 4-3.
Yep.
Indians leading by one. Ball's up. Picked up by their libero in the back. Oh,
good block by Cass Martin.
Cass Martin up at the net. That girl can jump. Nice block. Point Indians 5-3. Buppy's back to serve. Ball's up. Frank Monroe on the attack. Picked up
Carly.
By four. Carly.
There we go.
Carly Stone with another kill.
I mean, anyway, man, I wouldn't say there's a chance they even think about returning that ball. It hit so hard.
Buppy's on a little bit of a roll here. takes our score up to 6-3. Ball's up. Serve received in the back by Franklin Monroe. They're on the attack.
Oh, man.
Here comes Stoney again. Oh, yeah, baby.
Nope, it's going to be point. Franklin, I'll bounce.
They said it hit the antenna. So that makes our score 6-4. Franklin Monroe serving the ball. Picked up by Kaya. Here comes Stoney again.
Good tip.
Oh, nice.
That's not a tip.
That's a kill.
A tip.
I don't know. That just pads her score, I guess. It just gives her more kills. I call them tips. Me and Diana, we got into it last time, so whatever. We're going to call them tips because they're tips.
Yep.
Ooh.
Good serve by Hank Knappy. She's been on a run,
but that girl should let that ball go from Franklin Monroe because that was out by a mile. That was a gift. That was a gift to the Indians. Indians up 8-4. Hannah serving. Ball's up.
Oh, short.
Gosh, dang it. Ate those short serves. Right into the net. Gives them a point. That makes her score 8-5. Franklin Monroe's libero, Isabella Cable, serving. And she serves it into the net. Gives us the ball right back again. Trading points there.
Judy does come in for Paige Fortkamp. And
makes
her
score 9-5.
Kelsey will go back in serve for the Indians.
Kelsey's got the ball up. Frank Monroe on the attack, and that ball is hit a mile out of bounds. Makes our score 10-5.
Oh.
Got an official's timeout here, a little discussion going on. Not sure what that was in regards to, but we're just about ready to get back underway here. Judy's serving. Kelsey Judy, that is. Short serve.
Good serve.
Nice. Dropped it in there right behind the back row for a point. Ace by the Indians, 11-5. Kelsey still serving. Pretty nice crowd down here for Franklin Monroe. And ours, not so much.
Nope.
We got Stoney. Oh, baby. That's a no doubter.
Timeout. Timeout for them.
Yep, they're going to take a timeout, and we are too.
Yep.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Are you suffering from severe dry eyes? Have you failed to receive relief from over-the-counter eye lubricants or prescription Restasis? Kalp Pharmacy can compound autologous serum eye drops for your dry eyes. Autologous serum eye drops are comprised of your own blood serum, which contain many components which are not found in artificial tear products. So call Kalp Pharmacy at 800-686-2314 to speak to one of our knowledgeable pharmacists. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
We're back here at Franklin Monroe. The Indians leading 12-5 in this second set of the varsity matchup here with the Lady Indians and the Lady Jets. Kelsey serves the ball out of bounds, which was a questionable call since it was right in front of me. But
you were getting fired up in the box during St. Henry one time.
Oh, my gosh. They had Stevie Wonder on that other side. The guy was blind with the flag. Had no clue where that ball was at any time. He just called it in constantly. Indians on the attack. Oh, Brooke, yes.
Ooh.
Point. Indians get a point there with attack and a kill by Brooke Garkey. Makes our score 13-6.
Brooke Collig
coming in. Stone's coming out.
And Paige Yu does come in for Alexis Bob. I guess you can't. Alexis Bump in the front row. Haven't seen that.
Ever.
Haven't seen that ever. This is a first here.
Great serve by the Indians. Set. Brooke. Out by a mile.
And now here she comes. Paige comes in for like
makes our score 13-7 here at the second in the second set down here in Franklin Monroe. Lady Indians won the first one and leading here in the second set 13-7. Franklin Monroe serving. Great serve picked up by Collins. Garkey mistimed her jump and could not barely get her fingers on the ball. Drops on our side. Point Franklin Monroe. That makes our score 13-8. Another nice serve. Free ball over by the Indians. Set, attack.
Netting. Yep, net.
Calder in the net. Gives a point to the Indians. That makes our score 14-8.
Cass Martin comes in for Hank Kanapke, and Kyle Wendell comes in for Brett Garkey, which will serve.
Kai has got the ball up. Nice serve.
Wow.
Here comes Paige.
Oh, man.
Wow. Paige Judy.
She can jump out of this gym, too. She's just as high.
Yeah, she's so tall and long.
Yeah.
And when she gets a nice set, that ball goes straight down.
Yeah, straight. And
too many girls on the line of scrimmage again. Some kind of a rotation issue. That makes our score 16-8. Indians leading. Kind of a discussion here with the official and head coach Angie Filburn. Girls shuffling and moving around, and
she's their head coach is still confused.
Yep, the officials here out on the floor kind of directing traffic and trying to explain to the girls, I guess, what they did wrong. We need Diana here because I don't have a clue what they did wrong.
Well,
so anyhow, we're back to action here. We've got Kaya still serving. She's got the lead stretched out here, 16-8. And just rolled one over the net for an ace. Makes our score 17-8. Indians leading here in the second set. Kai is still serving. Ball's up. Picked up by their libero. Back row set. Kaya picks that up easily.
Oh, man.
Miscommunication with the front row here between Cass Martin and Paige. That didn't look good. Ball kind of fell in between them, so that's a point. Lady Jets makes our score 17-9. Lady Jets serving. Nice serve. Picked up by Brooke
Collig.
Brooke Collig.
Mary Rammel.
We'll call that a tip.
It's actually
a kill, but it was a tip.
Diane's probably at home thinking, oh, that's a kill. But we will say a tip.
Maddie serving.
Maddie.
Yep. They're on the attack. Ooh.
She's got to get way closer to that net. Or
yeah.
She's going to hit that ball in that net every time.
Yep. But Karina Conley, she's a tall, lanky player, pretty good, but she just wasn't in the right spot to get that kill down.
There she goes again. That's in. Miscommunication between Brooke Collig and Kyle Wendell.
Yep. They just stood and looked at each other, and it fell right between them. Point Lady Jets, that makes our score 19-10 here in the second set. Franklin Monroe serving, number 7. Bridget Filburn. Paige Fortkamp with the attack.
Oh, man. Wow. Wow. That is incredible.
Good
block by Cass and...
Yeah, Cass had an unbelievable block, and somehow Frank Monroe picked it up and got it back over, and then she killed it the second time.
Yeah.
And got the point.
Yeah. That was an unbelievable block, though.
Yeah, it was. Indians showing some life there in the front row.
Yep.
Buppy with the serve. Frank Monroe on the attack. Good hustle.
By
good
Kaya.
Dig by Kaya. Here comes Stoney.
Oh, wow.
Baby. Point Indians. Timeout. Frank Monroe.
You want to stay on or go to commercial?
That makes our score 21-10. We'll stay on. We'll talk about all the different things we got going on this week. South Adams, we are playing South Adams at South Adams. WPGW is going to be simulcasting that with Fort Recovery Radio Volleyball. Going to be a really good matchup up there in Bern with the South Adams.
We need a big crowd for that Thursday game, though. That Thursday game's going
to
be...
Yep. You got to be talking to all your homies there in school and get a big turnout there for the New Bremen Cardinals coming over to Fort Recovery. Again, that's going to be broadcast by WPGW, and that is Thursday at home.
So I feel like if we come out and play our game, we would stand a chance.
We can play with them.
We can play with them,
We can play with them. They only have one player.
They have one player. If we eliminate the rest, we're fine.
Yep, we can play with them. Then Friday, we got football at home. Big game with Coldwater. Thank goodness we have that at home, and that is the parents' chili supper night. So, again, lots of things going on in Fort Recovery with our athletics. Buppy's back to serve. Indians leading 21-10, second set. Ball's up. Frank Monroe on the attack, and that ball is hit long. Makes our score 22-10. Buppy's still back there serving. Indians again leading 22-10. Ball's up. The Jets on the attack.
Oh, tip over.
Picked up by Buppy.
Watch out. Oh, about to take out your water there.
I know. I got cat-like reflexes.
Don't drill the ref in that ball.
Just about hit the ref in the head with the ball, but we're all good. That makes our score 23-10. Indians leading. Buppy with a short serve. Ooh,
almost fell in.
Oh, man.
Cass Martin.
Cass Martin on the block.
She's came to play, too, blocking-wise, I guess.
She is something. I love watching her in the front row. Buppy back to serve here with a score 24-10. Ball's up. Jets on the attack.
Oh, nice. Oh, I cast it. Oh.
Got over Cass's fingertips. Falls in, so the Lady Jets get a point there. Makes our score 24-11. Jets going to do a little bit of subbing here. We're bringing in number 11, Charity Schellebarger. Oh, my goodness, she serves it right into the net. That's the end of our second match. Indians won that one 25-12. We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back.
Elizabeth with Wayne Street Market here to let you in on a little secret. The month of September, we have a special event going on. Monday the 11th through Sunday the 24th, there will be a special Wayne Street Market Fall Fest. The event will include a 12-hour meat sale, produce specials, demonstrations of some of our products, a wine and canvas night, cookout event with a meet the law enforcement night in the parking lot, and more. Look for our flyer on Facebook or in store for more details. Thanks for shopping Wayne Street Market in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Was this summer a little rough on your car? Maybe it just needs some routine maintenance. Oil change, tires rotated, air conditioner charged. Call Hastings Auto at 375-4617 and let their skilled technicians take care of it. And if you're looking for a clean, low-mileage used vehicle, they're the best place in the area to look for a used car. Check out their inventory at hastingsauto.com. And if they don't have what you want, they'll find it for you. That's Hastings Auto Sales, 375-4617.
Marco.
Hello.
Marco.
Hello.
There's not a lot you can do when the power goes out.
My turn. Marco.
Hello.
But with a Generac automatic generator from Reisner Energy, you can go on with your life. Lights, TV, computer, refrigeration. No downtime. When the power goes out, relax. You plan for it with Generac from Reisner Energy. 419-678-4858. Receive $100 off your purchase of a Generac Guardian Series automatic standby generator from Reisner Energy.
Should have gotten a Generac.
Marco?
You know, this is the time of the year when the grass is usually brown and crunchy, but with this year's rain, everything is green and growing. So your mower may need to take a break. At Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, we've got a big selection of over 30 used lawnmowers. Many Grasshoppers, Toros, Kubotas, and other brands are broken in and ready to mow. They've all been priced to sell and are ready to take care of your yard. See our big summer used mower sale at Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, or see them all on the web, hullbros.com.
We're back here at Frank Monroe. I want to thank all of our fantastic sponsors here on Fort Recovery Radio, like Hall Brothers. That Dave Hall, best neighbor in the world. He's the one that's got all the lawnmowers out there at Hall Brothers. And I don't know if Perry's listening tonight. Perry was listening to the St. Henry broadcast, Perry Hall. He is out in Burbank, listening to us in Burbank, California, where he was last. Don't know if he is last Thursday. Don't know if he is tonight or not. But thanks for everybody to tune in and listen to us. We're down here at Franklin Monroe High School getting ready for the third set here. The Indians won the first two. We're going to start here with the third set. Indians, how would you approach their play so far? I guess kind of okay.
Yeah, I mean, we haven't.
Not great, no. But not bad. They need to definitely pick up the pace for that game on Thursday, for sure. Indians got the ball over, back over. Indians again. Here comes Paige.
Netting.
They're going to call Paige.
It just seems like.
Call Paige Judy in the net there, so that's going to make our score 1-0.
I feel like we're just still dead after that St. Henry game where we just need to get over and move on. And
yep.
It's a game. Worry about the future.
Carly with the dig in the back. Here comes Cass. Wow. Oh, baby. She does. They do that little quick set to her, and her arms.
Her and Brooke.
So fast. Yeah. It's hard to react to it when they do that little quick set.
Yep. Paige Schwartkamp comes back in for Kelsey Judy.
Makes her score 1-1. Rammel serving. Great serve. Free ball over by the Jets. Hit that one into the net. Point Indians. Makes their score 2-1. Maddie Rammel still serving. We've got Cass and Paige. And Paige. Two Pages in the front.
Yeah.
We got Stoney.
Good serve.
Nice ace by Maddie. Stoney, Maddie, and Kaya in the back. So we've got what? We've got a freshman and a couple of sophomores there in the front.
Freshman, sophomore, junior.
So we should be pretty good next year.
Yeah. Cass, Paige Fortcamp, Paige Judy, and Maddie back for setting. And, yeah, we should be pretty good next year, even though we do lose a lot. Carly, yeah, Kaya,
this is a great senior class. Yeah. Balls up by the Jets.
Oh man. That's it.
Diana, if you're listening, your daughter just had a horrible set, cost us a point. Beat her when she gets home. Makes our score 3-3. Balls up. Serve receive in the back. Here comes Cass. Oh, nice dig by the Jets. Oh, that's been a tip.
It's tip.
Point tip.
It was tip.
Tip. Point to the Jets. Makes our score 4-3.
First time taking the lead for them.
No, they were ahead like 2-1.
2-1.
Last set. So the Jets
hasn't been
are up
often
one.
Though.
Nope. Oh, nice.
Page 4 came by well for that ball, too. I mean,
I don't know. I think Diana calls out a roll something. I can't remember. But anyhow, it was good for a point. So that makes our score 4-4.
Alexis Bupp comes in for Paige Judy and will serve.
Buppy's back to serve. Ooh, nice one.
Good one. Get there, Maddie. There you go.
Horrible. Nobody was talking for the Indians. Ball falls between three girls. Makes our score 5-4, Jets.
They were all confused.
Yep, they sure were.
Jeez them. Wow. Somebody netting on.
On Carly?
No, it's Nate. Is it theirs? No, it's ours. They're netting a net on the block.
Okay. Makes our score 5-5. Indians look a little sluggish here.
Yeah.
set, attack.
Good block by Paige. Paige Ford, Camp, and Burke Garkey.
Great block by those two. Point Indians. 6-5. Lady Indians take the lead. Kanapke serving. Nice serve.
Yep.
Jets on the attack. Picked up easily by Carly.
Set up to Paige.
Nice attack.
Fort Camp.
Get up, girls.
There you go. Good block by
Brooke.
Brooke Garkey.
Brooke was right there in the middle. Nice job, Brooke.
We've been sending three of them up for a block.
Yeah. Nice. Nice job. We had Carly, Brooke, and
Paige Fort Camp.
Paige Fort Camp all right there. That ball was not coming back over. Guys, darn, another service error.
Those have probably been getting most of their points, I'd have to almost say.
It's given them a lot.
Yeah.
Way too many, yeah. Makes our score 7-6. Buppy picks that up in the back set. Stoney. Nice attack. Picked up by Frank Monroe. Nice block.
Paige Fort Camp and Brooke Garkey again. No. I don't know who got that one. Oh, Brooke almost got that one again. Get over. Go on.
Good hustle by the Indians.
Yep.
But couldn't get it back over. Makes our score 7-7. Jets hanging on here in this third set. They're not going to go away.
Nope.
Ball's up. Stoney.
Come on.
Set.
Get up,
here
Carly.
She comes.
I think that ball was tipped a just tad.
Here's the Indian on the attack. Brooke. Oh, nice. Wow. I don't know if she meant to do that.
I honestly don't know.
She's pretty good at mistiming her jump, and a lot of times instead of a hard kill, she just gets her fingertips on it. Hey. However, it worked out perfectly fine because we get the point. We'll just say she meant to do it like that. Kelsey's serves.
That's a double.
Called a double hit on the Jets. That makes our score 9-7. Kelsey Judy back to serve. Ball's up right into the net.
Golly.
Gives a... Oh, it doesn't. We're still up one. I will say it gives a lead back, but it doesn't. We're up 9-8 here in the third set. Franklin Monroe, Lady Indians. Franklin Monroe, Lady Jets. Indians on the attack.
Come on,
comes
Carly.
Stoney. Oh, yeah, baby. Another kill by Stoney.
Paige G comes in for Alexis Bupp. This is a pretty nice gymnasium. We haven't said much about it, but this is...
Yeah, their whole school, it has to be... I'd say within 5-6 years of being brand new. It's outstanding facility. Beautiful.
Maddie Ramble's in the net there, but she even knew it too.
She had that look on her face like, oh my gosh, what did I just do? But they gave us the point, so we're not complaining. Carly's back to serve. Those darn short serves right into the net.
But those are probably 50-50 balls that... I mean, it might be a little higher more, but if they most of the time if they go over, they're pretty effective. But
here comes Brooke.
Oh,
nice attack picked up by Franklin Monroe coming back the other way. Oh, nice kill by the Jets. That makes
our
score.
We're going to take a timeout.
Makes our score 11-10, and we're going to take a timeout. Fort Recovery is, so we're going to take a timeout.
Yep.
Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good luck, Indians. The Fort Recovery football parents will be having their annual chili supper on September 15th before the football game with Coldwater. You can choose your own meal. They'll have chili, hot dogs, turkey sandwiches, drinks, dessert, and more to choose from. Just pick out what you want. Be sure to get to the Coldwater football game early on September 15th. Serving starts at 5 o'clock and goes up until game time. That's the football parents' annual chili supper before the Coldwater football game. They'll start serving at 5.
We're back here at Franklin Monroe High School, home of the Lady Jets here, and Indians just can't pull away here in the third set. It's 11-10.
Oh, wow.
Nice serve by the Jets. Indians on the attack. Here comes Carly. Picked up by the Jets. Coming back the other way.
Double.
What'd they call? Two hits on them?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Brooke Garkey comes in, or Kyle Wenda comes in for Brooke Garkey and Cass Martin.
Yep, Kai is going to be serving. Indians leading 12-10. Maybe Kai can get us on a little bit of a roll here. Jets on the attack. Stoney with a nice dig in the back.
Come on, use it.
Here comes.
Come on, Paige. There you go. Paige did it.
Nice. Paige with a tremendous kill from right here in front, right in front of us. We had sweet seats tonight. We are right in.
We are
right on the floor, courtside. Makes our score 13-10. Kai is still serving. Ball's up. Drops right over the net.
Twenties in the net. Cass Martin.
I didn't see that, but okay. Makes our score 13-11.
She's still confused about that. Come on, Paige. Paige Judy.
Oh, nice.
We almost have to say Paige Judy or Paige Fortkamp because
there's too many pages. Too many pages in our book.
Paige Fortkamp does come in for Kelsey Judy, so that makes our front row Cass Martin, Paige Judy, Paige Fortkamp. In our back row, Kai Wendell, Carly Stone, and serving Maddie Rammel.
Nice serve by Maddie.
Good hustle by the Jets. That's going to be out, but that was a good hustle by there.
Yep.
Setter.
15-11. Indians trying to pull away. Maddie still serving. We got a pair of pages in the front row.
Yep.
Nice serve by Maddie. Free ball over. Carly with the dig. Paige.
Fortkamp
with the attack. Picked up.
Oh. Way to be there, Paige Judy.
Golly. Nice.
Good volley.
Yeah, good volley back and forth. We blocked it, but their attack, but we blocked it out of bounds. So that's going to be a point Jets. And brings them 15-12. They're still in this thing. Serve received by Kaya. Paige gets one over.
Come on.
Here we go.
Paige Judy. There you go. Alexis Bupp will come in for Paige Judy. And we'll serve for the Lady Indians.
Come on, Buppy. Get us on a roll here. Need to roll off about five quick points. Alexis Bupp back to serve. Ball's up. Oh, nice
serve.
Good
ball.
Yep. Free ball over pretty much by Franklin Monroe.
Good tip.
Good hustle by Franklin Monroe. Good dig by Carly Stone.
Yep, Carly.
Oh!
She didn't get her timing right.
Oh, man.
Coming at you. Oh, God, no hand. Come on.
Franklin Rowe hanging right in there this third set. 16-13. They're serving to us. Great serve. Kaya picks it up. Here we go. Cass.
Cass Martin.
Why do we not set her more?
You would have to ask her setters that.
We need to set that girl more often. She is awesome.
Han Kanapke comes in for Cass Martin and will serve for the Lady Indians.
She is such a nice kid, that Cass Martin. Her dad is such a doofus. Here we go.
Oh,
nice play by the Indians, and the Jets can't get it back over, so that makes our score 18-13. Nice serve by...
Seems like Han Kanapke has not had a bad serve this game.
Yep, Hannah getting us a few points here, 19-13.
Let's end it here. Let's go six straight. Caller.
Hannah's on a roll. Let's not jinx her. Let's go, Hannah. Another fantastic serve. Kind of a free ball over.
Oh, good. You can't do anything about that.
Yeah, good hustle by the Jets. Outstanding.
Yeah.
Carly picked one nice dig, but they attack and got a kill right there. Makes our score 19-14. Here's the Indians on the attack. Oh, nice back row attack by the Indians.
That was an owl.
That was out by a mile, but Buppy still got it.
Page four can't.
That's all right. Give it to Paige. She'll take care of it.
Kelsey G comes in for a Page Fort Camp.
Page Fort Camp with another kill. Here comes Kelsey Judy in to serve.
And timeout. Franklin Monroe, you want to stay on or
Franklin Monroe's going to take a timeout? Yeah, no. Again,
stay on.
Yep. Again, please stay tuned in to what do we got after this? Is it Rockin' with Rocker tonight?
I think.
Neil, is it Rockin' with Rocker tonight when we're done?
Tuesday.
Oh, just Tuesday. Okay.
Nope.
So. I don't know what the heck we have after this because Neil hasn't told us. So I know on Tuesday we've got South Adams. We're going to be simulcasting that.
Claims it's regular programming.
Regular programming after the game. Tuesday, South Adams, PGW Radio Rob and Fort Recovery Radio teaming up there with the simulcast. Girls volleyball going to be a tough match. And then also, again, New Bremen. I said this last week. If you're gonna watch a game any time this year, come watch that New Bremen game.
Yes, we need a full crowd.
Need a huge crowd for our team. So get out there and support the Indians. And then of course Friday night football with Coldwater.
Yep.
Kelsey Judy,
golly,
service error right into the net. Makes our score 20-15. Frank Monroe staying right there, hanging right on.
Yep.
Number eight serving for them. Number eight is Kennedy Morris. Good hustle.
Wow.
Great hustle by Frank Monroe. Here comes Carly.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, you're not returning that.
Paige Judy is going to come in for
a great set.
Bump.
And there just simply wasn't going to be any return in that one.
And Carly Stone will go back in, serve for the Lady Indians.
Another kill by Stone, and then Carly's back to serve. Drops in a short serve. Frank Monroe's right there on the attack. Tip. Who's that?
5-15, nay.
Called Maddie in the net or under the net or over the net.
I don't know. If Diane was here, she'd probably...
False start? I don't know. Indians on the attack. Here comes Paige.
Paige Judy.
Nice. Makes our score 22-16.
Kai's going to come in serve for Lady Indians. And Casmar comes in forehand. Kanapke. Come on, Kyla.
Yep, Kai, we got to finish this.
Yep.
3 points, all we need. Frank Monroe on the attack. Tip. Here comes Stoney. Nice block by Franklin Monroe. Here, Paige, Judy. Outstanding job by the Indians.
So my really question is that tip really two hands you got to go over? Or is it, I mean,
she said if the ball falls, I don't care how you hit it, it's a kill. I don't know. Have her call. We need an explanation. We need a definition. Indians on the attack. Here's a set. Come on, Cass. Oh, yeah, baby. Nice kill by Cass.
Need one more.
That makes our score 24-16. Oh, they're going to take a timeout.
Off or stay on?
Not sure what good that's going to do, but they're going to take a timeout anyhow. No, let's go ahead and talk about, again, we've got South Adams coming up on Tuesday. We've got Coldwater football on Friday. Huge game. Coldwater coming off of two losses. They're 2-1.
Three.
I think we can beat them. I think we can get them at home.
Yeah.
We minimize turnovers. we can win that game easy.
For sure.
Parents' chili supper that night, too. Here's Kaya. Hopefully last one. Frank Monroe on the attack. Oh, blocked by Cass Martin. Who else?
Come on.
And another block by Cass Martin to end the game. She was all over that net. Fantastic play by Cass Martin.
Come back and talk about it?
Yep, absolutely. We'll take a commercial break and we'll be back.
Do you want to learn to crochet or swap patterns with experienced crocheters? There are two crochet groups in the Fort Recovery area. One crochet group will meet every Monday evening at 7 p.m. at the Fort Recovery High School Community Meeting Room. And another crochet group will meet every Tuesday at 10 a.m. at the Fort Recovery Public Library. Anyone of any experience level is welcome to attend both groups. For more information, you can contact the Fort Recovery Public Library at 419-375-2869. Two crochet groups, Monday evenings at 7 at the Community Meeting Room at the high school, and Tuesday mornings at 10 at the library.
We're back. The Indians come away with a 3-set victory down here at Franklin Monroe. The Indians, extremely well.
I'm still not seeing that fire.
That spark
or something. They're going to have to...
They're going to have to bring it.
They're going to bring it, especially with Southampton and for sure New Bremen. We're not if they played the way they played tonight. I'm not sure what the chances are we'd beat Bremen. So it's going to be a good week.
It's going to be a great week. Again, the Lady Indians got to get their wits about them and get their heads going in the right direction because we've got a tough week of volleyball. Yep. And they've got to get things, I think, kind of kicked up to the next notch there for sure.
Yeah,
not to take anything away from the Jets. They played well. But the caliber of...
Fort Recovery.
The caliber of athletes that you run into, I think this is the CCC compared to the MAC, there's no comparison. The Indians got to be getting better and learning from their mistakes. And then
this is a game go back, look at, learn from it, and hopefully fix mistakes. I mean, certain mistakes have killed us, and then little mental mistakes that we're not talking or whatever. Yep. I mean, I think it's going to be exciting.
It's going to be a good week, and, can't say enough about the facilities down here, how nice it was. Everybody was super cool getting us set up down here. We really appreciate everybody tuning in.
Yep.
And we will, again, we'll be back on the air tomorrow, and we'll be simulcasting with Radio Rob. So we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Yep.
Thanks very much.
Have a good night.
Thank you for tuning in to Fort Recovery Radio for our Indians volleyball. Tonight's broadcast was brought to you by the local sponsors you heard during tonight's broadcast. We now send you back to our regular program.